My name is Elizabeth Pollock, and I am a registered voter of the state of Alaska. Last week, I was given a petition for registered voters to sign to have Initiative 09-PIMA put on the state ballot for the next election in August of 2010. I shall now read the impartial summary of the subject matter of the initiative. This summary is a required part of the petition and was prepared by the Lieutenant Governor. Abortion for minor requires notice to or consent from parent or guardian or judicial bypass. This bill would require notice to the parent or guardian of a female under the age of 18 before she has an abortion. Notice must be received at least 48 hours before the procedure. This waiting period would be waived if a parent or guardian gives consent. The bill also allows the minor to go to court to authorize an abortion without giving notice to her parent or guardian. The minor could ask the court to excuse her from school, to attend the hearings, and to have the abortion. The court could direct the school not to tell the minor's parents or guardian of the minor's pregnancy, abortion, or absence from school. The bill allows a minor who is a victim of abuse by her parent or guardian to get an abortion without notice or consent. To do this, the minor and an adult relative or authorized official with personal knowledge of the abuse must sign a notarized statement about the abuse. The bill sets out a doctor's defense for performing an abortion without first providing notice or obtaining consent where the minor faces an immediate threat of death or permanent physical harm from continuing the pregnancy. Doctors who perform abortions on a minor would have to submit reports should this initiative become law. Why wouldn't every parent want to be notified if his or her minor child is to have an abortion? For the moment in Alaska, there is no law that requires a parent to be notified. But rest assured, that parent will be the first one notified if something goes terribly wrong with the abortion procedure. In the news lately, we have been hearing how teenagers, though fully developed physically, their brains are not developed sufficiently to make mature adult decisions. Why not give our children all the support available? As for the minor from a dysfunctional family and a victim of rape, incest, or child abuse, this initiative covers them extensively. Shouldn't a social worker, teacher, or parole officer have the full protection and support of the legal system as provided in this initiative when working with a pregnant minor? I will be downtown tomorrow, Saturday the 21st, across from the convenience store, from 9:30 to 11:30 and 1:30 to 3:30 for registered voters to sign this petition. Or you may call me, Liz Pollock, at 772-3985 to arrange to sign this petition or to give me one good reason why you don't want to sign it, as I haven't heard one yet. Thank you.